Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, and delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
This is Corporate Tentacle Ball. Two corporate teams. Seven legally blind umpires. And one prize. Creatures of the cosmos, welcome your commentators, Herc Dercules and Ron Speckman!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever Corporate Tentacle Ball at Right Field. That's right, we stole it from Chicago and beamed it up to Zarloth One.
Snuck it right out from under their noses, ladies and gentlemen.
They still don't know. They don't know it's gone and that we're playing Tentacle Ball.
They won't know for weeks, let's be honest. No one was going there anyways.
We're receiving confirmation now that they've realized that we've stolen Right Field and they're not happy.
Too little too late, South Chicago.
Let's introduce today's teams. It's gonna be a good one today, Ron. I'm so excited. We have the Live from Zarloth crew versus the Star Slayers from... What's the...
Boo!
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Oh, who's booing?
Did someone boo?
Oh, who's booing the Star Slayers?
Baradin Kaladon's Star Slayer has a little show that has said mean things about us a time or two, and apparently they play tentacle ball, and here we are.
Apparently they try. Yes, that is right. The Kaladon in the Cosmos staff is here for a little bit of a beatdown.
Our starting lineup for the Zarlothians. We have renowned field reporter Daniel Stormy, followed by not-so-renowned field reporter Michael Wave. We also have producer Tomlin and our field expert and sign language expert, Borfus Starling.
You get him, Borfus?
Yeah, we love Borfus here. Next, we got our goalie, Bogart from accounting. He's the biggest guy we can find, and damn if he isn't huge.
He's filling that entire goal right now, Herc. He's got it. Tip to tip, and let's see if he can hold it through the game.
And that's what it's all about. Blocking the entire goal until someone goes back in time and makes you tiny. Let's see if he can hang on.
I believe in you, Bogart. The way you handle numbers, you just gotta handle that space for 17 quarters.
Pretty much just stand there, like, yeah, do your thing, girl.
It's that easy. And for the Star Slayers, for that Kaladon and the Cosmos staff, we have Baron Kaladon Star Slayer. Followed by Baron Atrophius Zerglind aiding him, with Ficus Majario, and rounding out with Shart Clarkman the Exalted.
Ooh, he's a handsome devil.
That he is. But we can't get distracted, because we have to get past their goalie, number 7, Goose.
Goose what?
That's the full name, it's just Goose.
It's just Goose? Wait, let me see my papers.
Well, there's a number for him, but that's it. Number 7.
Number 7. Goose. None of the other players have numbers. He's only Goose.
Just him.
Wait, is that him down there? Holy crap, Goose is like absolutely titanic.
He's
that is
spilling out of the goal. That's
that
gonna...
is the biggest flurbon I've ever seen.
Well, we might have a little bit of work set ahead of us, but no fear, because our blocker-striker combos will be doing the absolute most. And to remind you all softly of the meta here, we have 3 time machines on either side of the pitch. Their goal is to have the strikers and or blockers make their way to the opposing team's time machines, finding a way past them, and reducing the size of the goalie by whatever means possible.
We're trying to get the tentacle ball into our enemy's goal, but the goalies are so big that there's just no heckin' way to do that unless you go back in time and shrink them. And usually this is done by keeping their parents from meeting in an alternate timeline or feeding them things that stunt their growth. There are no rules when it comes to what you can do in the past to fix that goalie.
That's right. Just last night in one of the Go Mode matches, one of our star players, hosted an orphanage in the past where he was particularly cruel to one of the opposing players as a child named Oliver, refusing him soup and mush until he was a withered little nothing.
Young Oliver Fwist was never the same player after that. Literally, before our eyes, we watched him wither into a skeleton and die.
It was pretty grim, but hey, that's Tentacle Ball.
That's Tentacle Ball. Oh. And it looks like we're getting started. The teams are coming to the field now. Let's see. Oh, we have the coin toss to see who starts with the tentacle ball.
I'm not feeling very inspired by the fact that Tomlin is carrying Michael Wave. Perhaps there was a small injury or something.
Why is he carrying Michael Wave is, like, much bigger than Tomlin and also several years his senior, even though Tomlin outranks... Oh, he tripped. Oh,
no.
Ah. Oh, and now Michael Wave's carrying Tomlin? Wait, Michael Wave was injured. Now Tomlin's injured. They're holding hands. They're skipping to the center of the pitch.
This doesn't exactly inspire confidence, but I will tell you what does, and that is Daniel Stormy off to the side looking incredibly focused. His eyes have not left those opposing time machines the entire game.
He's fired up. He has so much eye black on that...
It's borderline spacious.
It's a little bit spacious. He's wearing way too much, but he is like stretching out all his limbs and he is just dead set on those time machine tubes.
Wonder what he has planned for us today.
I hope it's something awesome. I hope he just goes in there and gets aggressive. That's what we need to do. This Star Slayer corporate team, from what I've seen of the tapes, they're a defensive team. We need to get aggressive and undo their defenses.
That's right. And who better than Live from Zarloff's staff? Oh, and here we go.
They're off. Oh, let's see. Daniel Stormy takes the tentacle ball. He's not running toward the goal. Goose is very much in the way. He's passed it off to Borfus Starling. But there's been some kind of miscommunication. Daniel is trying to tell Borfus to head for a time machine. Borfus is trying to signal back at Daniel Stormy, but he only communicates using sign language, and he's also trying to hold the tentacle ball.
Oh, Ficus Majario jumps in, seizing the tentacle ball and possession, but they still have absolutely no chance of getting past Bogart. They seem to be communicating, maybe forming a plan right now while they hold the possession of the ball.
Yeah, this is just a little bit of cat and mouse while we figure out who's going to go for the time machine. As we've said, the goals are really inaccessible at this point. It's not going to go well.
Oh, there seems to be a bit of a distraction as Tomlin and Michael Wave are now kissing.
They are just the center of the pitch. No one's even gone back in time. No one's making them do this. I think Michael Wave might be so depressed because he was left by the Mormon Wiener Sausage Wives the same way that I was, and now he's seeking refuge in the arms of the Swedish Tomlin. The middle of a tentacle ball pitch on Rate Field from Southside Chicago is probably not the way to do it, but that's what's happening.
Hey, you can't determine when the emotions get to... Oh, heavens. Oh, no. Baron Atrophius Zerglin has made his way into one of our machines. He is... Oh!
He snuck by. Atrophius is back in time. Who knows where he's gone?
Who's to say what will... Oh, no. Michael Wave has changed brands.
Oh, he's LG now. He was Whirlpool before.
They got him.
They really got him. He's going to sound completely different.
Oh, heavens.
This is the risk of playing tentacle ball. You put everything on the line. Your brand might change. Why, if I play tentacle ball, I could become... Who knows? Some Campbell's Chunky Glorbomb.
If only. If only. Am I right, Cosmos? Here's the other thing that I don't know, I'll call it like I see it. I feel like LG is an upgrade from Whirlpool, but maybe I just don't understand branding.
You think Atrophius maybe made a mistake in the past and he meant to, like, downgrade him and now suddenly... Yeah, wait, Michael Wave has a spring in his step. He has just stepped upon the neck of Shark Clarkman the Exalted.
Oh.
He didn't even have to do that. Like, there's kind of some rough rugby rules in between the time machines and the goalkeeping. There's really, they can kind of do anything, but there was no reason for him to do that other than to flex hard on Shark Clarkman the Exalted.
It seemed to be a statement of some kind. He didn't even jump in the machine. He didn't take opportunity. He just wanted to show what he could do. I will say this as well. We aren't pros. This is a corporate game, for heaven's sake.
That's
so these
right.
Mistakes do happen
mistakes
in the past,
happen.
You know? It gets sloppy.
Atrophius and the rest of the Star Slayers may be a bunch of handsome devils, but damn, They might be bad at tentacle ball. Good for us, Microwave is stronger than ever. Bad news for me.
There's a chance it's continuing to happen, as we have not seen Atrophius Zerglin back yet. And yet Tomlin seems to be getting absolutely jacked out of his mind.
Tomlin is now 10 feet tall, has sprouted two extra arms, and... oh, he's taking his clothes off. He's showing off his body. Who gave him that oil?
Tomlin.
Wow.
Wait. Probably for the best this is a radio program.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to see what's going on here in the studio right now. Things are growing.
That is something.
It seems that Atrophius has returned as the tube lights up. Atrophius is wearing a bandana around his neck. And some guy... That's a cowboy hat. Oh. Why is he dressed like an old-timey cowboy?
He's got a guitar. Oh! Tomlin has stolen the guitar and is playing it.
He's playing... what is that? Wait, let's see if we can hear from the booth.
Oh, I'm just a lonesome cowboy playing on Ragefield. I'm on Ragefield and I'm Tomlin, busting caps with the guitar.
Damn, he's good.
And he's bald in part, cause he got back like a cowboy, and I'm gonna rip him apart.
I think our opposing team may have turned Tomlin into a Michael McDonald impersonator.
Yeah, they made him jacked, and now he sounds like Michael McDonald.
Sounds like part of the Doobie Brothers.
How'd he do that? That's really weird. Wait. Wait a minute. Where's Shark Clarkman? Where is he?
Oh, no. While we were watching Tomlin's beautiful body, he snuck past.
He's in the tube. We've had two Star Slayers in the tube. Let's see what Shark Clarkman can do. This is bad. We have not had a single Zarlofian in the tube. Wait. Something's happening to Tomlin. Tomlin has become an orange.
That is deeply inconvenient.
He's just an orange. He's just sitting on the middle of the pitch. The guitar has fallen into the grass. Michael McDonald syndrome is gone. Let's see if we can get a shot of the instant replay of what happened back in time with the device that is connected to Shark Clarkman.
And we'll follow that with another instant replay of the sound of him finishing his song and collapsing to the ground as an orange.
Yes, let's see. Okay, we see Shark Clarkman, and he's back in time. It appears to be Tomlin's parents.
Whoa.
Tomlin's parents, and they have their young Tomlin in a crib. They've stepped out of the room to sign some paperwork. Oh, there goes Shark Clarkman. He is taking the young Tomlin out of the crib, and he's replaced it with an orange seed. Yep.
Dadgum, a classic move.
And it's so similar, like a young Tomlin. Honestly, he looks a lot like an orange seed, and I could see why his parents would be confused and maybe have him a little turned around.
Yeah, and they just met the baby.
Yeah.
They're exhausted. They just gave birth to something. They're seeing this. They're like, I guess this is what the baby looked like.
Yeah. Shark Clarkman is now returning, and he is ecstatic. I totally get it. He's turned Tomlin into an orange.
Oh! And finally, a strike from the Zarlofians as Daniel Stormy has sprinted headfirst into one of the machines. Oh, with such fervor, too. He seemed to be winding up for this false sense of security.
He was so metal in
there so fast. Let's see if we can... Oh, I'm not getting a good bit of feedback from him. I don't think I have a reap. Oh, no, he's coming back already.
What did he do? Did anything change?
Well, there he is coming out of the... And there's another one of him coming out of the machine. And another... There are now eight Daniel Stormy.
Damn it. Daniel Stormy went to the planet with the clones, and he brought back all his eight lovers that are just different versions of himself. This has nothing to do with the game.
And this is going to be a penalty. I can't describe over the airwaves what he's doing right now.
It's not appropriate for right field. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that's going to be a penalty. Can't bring clones of yourself into the sport. That is a big no-no.
That is going to result in an automatic one-size downsize of Bogart from accounting.
Which means they will shoot part of Bogart to create more space in the goal. So sorry, Bogart.
Bogart is not looking good. He's He's crying a little bit.
I don't blame him, and not exactly a team play from Daniel, even though there seems to be a lot of team play in what he's doing to himself right now.
Yeah, a little too much if you ask me. Back to the game, we see that Borfus Starling now has the tentacle ball. He's making a move around the far side of the field, still dodging any time machines and looking for any opening on the goal.
I'll tell you what's a little suspicious is I honestly thought Baron Caladon would be making some very aggressive moves early, and yet he seems to be smoking a cigar very casually by his own goal.
Yeah, what does he know? He's not doing anything.
He seems to have some kind of knowledge we don't have, but I don't like it. I don't like what's happening here.
I don't like it either. We see Borfus rhymes. Oh! Borfus! Oh! I don't think his leg is supposed to do that. Look, he has stepped into some kind of pothole in the pitch, and it has completely snapped his femur in two. The medics are rushing the field. Let's see. Oh, it's not looking good for Borfus.
That's going to be it for Borfus. And we can't un-orange Tomlin.
You can't un-orange Tomlin.
We're down basically to one Daniel.
Because Tomlin was turned into an orange throughout the game, he is still legally a player. So, you know, we have four players on the field, but without Borfus, we are at a major disadvantage. We're screwed.
No.
This is terrible.
No. We're not screwed. This is it. It is time.
What are you talking about, Ron? We are so screwed.
Here's the thing. This is completely wireless.
Ron,
I'm going down there.
What are you doing with the wireless?
I'm going down there. I've been conditioned for this for years.
Ron,
I was watched over
dangerous.
As a child.
It's too dangerous, Ron.
No. Here's the thing. I will not be humiliated by these clowns in their podunk show. Herc, we need this, and you know I can play.
I know you can play, but what if Shark Clarkman does something to you that can't be reversed?
Well, then it was always meant to be. Tomlin! I'm coming down.
Tomlin is still an orange. He cannot hear. Ron has taken off down the stairs. He is on his way to the pitch.
Can you still hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, Ron. How's it looking down there?
It is much larger when you're looking up at the stands from down here.
You look great in those tight pants, Ron.
The Zarlofian substitute, Ron Spackman, for Borfus Starling.
Seems about half the audience was booing Ron, but a few people were down with him. I'm not going to lie to you, Cosmos. I'm a little bit nervous. Ron is a little out of practice. He says he can play, but we're going to find out.
Can still hear you, Herc.
Oh, looking good, Ron. Still liking what I'm seeing. What's the play? It seems that you now have the tentacle ball in place of Borfus, and play is going to resume in about 10 seconds.
Well, firstly, it's a little scary down here, if I'm completely honest. I might be a little out of my depth.
Well, yeah, I could have told you that. I pretty much did.
It's a little large, and also Baron has taken his cigar out of his mouth.
That's not a good sign.
He seems to be warming up, and play's resuming.
Okay. Ron has the tentacle ball. He's running. Ron, what are you doing down there?
Well, here's the thing. I can't leave the tubes unguarded. We're already down a man with Tomlin being an orange. I have to make a move quick.
Well, then pass off the ball. Give it to Michael Wave. He's strong
well,
right
Michael
now.
Well, Michael Wave's a joke. He's an LG now. How can I trust him?
But he's... Wait, we said that made him better.
Well, that's what I thought, but the door latch isn't as good. How about this? I'll put the tentacle ball inside of Michael.
Put it inside of Michael. That's a good idea.
Michael, hold this.
Set him to the popcorn setting.
That's right.
That'll give you plenty of time, yeah.
All right. Michael, don't let anything happen. This is key. This is crucial. I don't know what I'm going to find on the other side of that machine. You have to hold strong. I love you too.
Now go for the time machine, Ron. We have to shrink Goose at all costs. Otherwise, we're going to lose. We already have an injured Bogart.
Right. Looks like middle one's the best shot.
Go for it. It's wide open, except for Ficus Majario, who's running at you top speed with murder in his eyes.
And a juke!
Whoa.
Here we go!
Ron just juked Ficus Majario out of his own feet, not his shoes. His feet came off.
Next up, the pass. Ron has... Ron! What's happening? What are you seeing? Well, we're not getting feedback from your camera.
Where No, this isn't what I want. This wasn't where I decided to go. You think in your mind the exact time and space you want to be, and this isn't what I chose.
And there you go there, yeah. Well, where are you? Describe your surroundings.
I think I'm in the Gomodian birthing labs.
You're at your own origins, potentially? We're supposed to be going to Goose's origin.
That's what I thought, and yet... Hold on, someone's coming. I have to hide. Hold on.
Yeah, don't want to mess up yourself. Cosmos, this is a terrible turn of events. We're trying to shrink Goose, but inadvertently, Ron could erase himself from existence. This is the very possibility I was afraid of.
Hey, Doctor?
Yes?
Doctor, I'm very sorry. We have run out of Rosemary to create the next batch of news anchors.
What do you mean you've run out of Rosemary? It's like we have it in bulk and went to Costco yesterday.
That's what we thought. We were doing a chicken thing last night and we're like, oh, it's going to be really tasty if we use this.
Well, holy shit, how are we going to make more newscasters without Rosemary?
Well, here's the thing. We have enough for most of them. It's really just two that we don't have room for.
But which two is it?
Well, it's the last two. It would be Jerry O'Backlund.
O'Backlund?
And Ron Speckman.
A Speckman, you say? Tell you what. Let's leave the Rosemary out of those two, as you have said.
And, well, it's good, because we are out.
Yes, as we've established. Let's put in something fun. Something diabolical, like toothpaste.
Well, I suppose, but Dr. Toothpaste...
Do you have a problem with that, nurse?
No, doctor, of course not, but... Toothpaste, it gives them an overwhelming ego and a tiny penis.
Yes, exactly. Ron Spackman's father was such a jackass. It will be hilarious to see his son grow up as an egotistical nightmare.
But sir, he won't have the Stark power to back it up.
Isn't it wonderful?
I suppose, doctor.
Nurse, fill that child's birthing tube. With toothpaste.
Hurt, can you hear me?
Ron, I'm still here. What was that all about?
I have to stop this, and yet what if this is how it was always supposed
Ron,
to be?
Ron, if you stop this, then you still might erase yourself from history. You can't do this. We gotta get you back and get you to Bogart from accounting. No, Goose. I said my own goalie.
That's all right. Here's the... Herc, what if I was always used with toothpaste? What if this is just me now? What if this is unaltered?
Ron, no matter what, if this is the way that it plays out from now on, where they put toothpaste in your tube because you don't stop them and you grow up to be an egotistical nightmare, it will be the exact same as you are now.
So you're saying this isn't an altered past? You're saying...
Ron, buddy... This is your past.
Ron has been spat back out of the time machine and onto the pitch. Ron, are you still with us?
No. Where?
Ron is having an absolute mental panic. There is only one thing to be done. I have to take the field. Me, Herc Dercules. Who's never played tentacle ball in his life.
This Arlofian substitute, Herc Dercules, for Ron Speckman.
I have to get off this pitch. I have to...
Okay, Herc. Whoa, what's all this... Oh, man, these pins are tight. Holy cow.
Herc.
I am feeling snug.
Herc, you have to listen to me.
I'm listening, Ron.
They are tight. They are uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling that. Yeah, it's bad.
Also, I don't think... The machine's on their side. I don't think they're regulation. I think Baron Caladon might have tampered with them.
You're saying he's tampered with them? Well, I know exactly what to do. I'm going to pull a maneuver no one's seen in Tentacle Ball for 100 years. Watch this, Ron.
Herc. Herc, don't. Don't. Yeah. Herc.
Wait, who are you?
Yeah! We're going together, big boy!
Oh,
Herc has tackled Shark Clarkman the Exalted with him into the time machine. Herc, can you still hear me? Can you hear me, Herc?
I can hear you loud and clear. I have found myself in some kind of childhood basement.
What do you see?
I see a young Baron Caladon Starslayer. Shark Clarkman is here with me. He's knocked unconscious. I'm going to assume that this is his past somehow. I see him. I see Goose. I see small little Goose.
Well, you have to move fast because Baron Caladon Starslayer is taking apart Michael Wave with a screwdriver.
That's not good. I'll hurry up. Oh, what do I do here? We got Goose, we got the little...
Herc, you have to move fast.
Starslayer. Oh, I got it. Hey, kid, come here. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Hello.
Hey, that's a nice soft spot you got there.
Why, thank you. I was born nice. With it.
Give me a look. Give me a closer look.
Why, of course.
That's right, you little moron.
I can't think so good anymore.
You're never going to recover from this. No one ever does. Your growth is stunted forever.
Oh, no!
That's the Herc Dirk ways. Peace out, past.
And it would seem that Herc and Hercules has returned to the pitch, but without Shark Clarkman.
Oh, shit, I love Shark Clarkman in the past.
Herc, look towards the goal. Shark Clarkman, he's huge.
Shark Clarkman is the new Goose, and he's giant. I stopped Goose, but in doing so, I've turned Shark Clarkman the Exalted into a goalie.
It would seem after you gave their child donkey brains, they replaced him with the fully adult man you left in their basement.
I don't know what to do. I've messed this all up, Ron.
No. There's still a chance. He's not inside Michael Wave yet. You still have a chance, Herc. I can't help you more than this. Otherwise, it's cheating.
I know what to do. Michael, bear me. There's the ball. I know just what to do. Come here, Tomlin.
Oh, he's got Tomlin the Orange.
Tentacle ball in one hand, Tomlin the Orange in one, Caladon Starslayer in between me and Shark Clarkman.
Herc has taken a shot on an impossibly filled goal, and yet, no, Shark Clarkman appears to be having a seizure of some kind. Herc, did you do something to him in the past?
I think leaving him unconscious in the past somehow affected his blood sugar here in the future, and now he's been out on the pitch too long. He can't stand so good. He's done. He's tuckered out. He's passed out. I'm going for the goal, Ron.
Shoot it, Herc!
That's a goal! I did it, Ron!
Herc!
I did it!
Come here, you! Hey. I don't think we've ever hugged before.
Oh, this is the part in the game where after we've won, we would usually line up and high-five the other team. Is Baron Caladon Starslayer running at us awfully fast? He looks mad.
I think he wants to shake our hand after we beat him fair and square.
Good game, Caladon. Caladon?
Let go of us.
What's he doing?
Let go of our hands. He's too strong.
Caladon.
Son of a bitch.
Not into the tubes.
No!
Take it, bitch.
That is a completely illegal move. He can't do that.
That is entirely illegal.
The game had concluded. What is this?
How'd the time machine even work when the game ends? They're supposed to shut off.
This is not... Herc, we're in the studio.
Yeah, but it's different.
Where's Tomlin's little chair?
It's not there.
It's over on the other side, but it's the wrong color.
And there's really old posters on the... Yeah, and so basically, like, you know, it's the kind of thing where, like, you have an episode go poorly, and that's not really the kind of thing that we want to be seen, is it, Tedris?
Well, here's the thing. If it's your fault it went bad, then maybe you should take some personal accountability for it.
Well, maybe if we were all being real professionals, that we wouldn't have to be dug out of this situation over and over again. The studio has threatened us so many times. I'm starting to think they might kill us if we mess up again. This is bad news,
Tedris. Just because you're causing trouble doesn't mean we're all accountable for that trouble.
Just because I'm accountable doesn't mean that you're not
That doesn't make sense.
Tedris, the heck are these two little freaks behind our desk?
I'm Hercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And we'll see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Hercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Josiah Mayer as Baron Caladon Starslayer and John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwegel. Audio production and theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
Nurse, fill that child's birthing tube with toothpaste.
A penalty, my ass, and 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 my ass. Morpheus, catch the damn ball! Oh no, I dropped my quarter. Oh, look at there. Daniel, I didn't see you standing right behind me. Daniel, you dog. You got that dog in you, Daniel. I know you do. Give me a...